The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
So this is not my office, but it is my office. Ooh, tequila. I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I just killed my parents with a fucking Worthington. But I have a drink. And that's okay. Okay. What the fuck was that? Where's my tequila?
Auntie Allie?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Darby?
Hey. It's Jawbone, Auntie Allie. No one is allowed to call me the D word. No one. Except for mine.
No. You're not here. I don't like this. Nope. Mm-mm. No, I refuse. Not listening.
Auntie Allie, this is weird. Even for you.
Stop. I really, really don't like Auntie Allie. This isn't happening, right? Am I having an aneurysm? Do those start with hallucinations of the worst person you ever fucking knew?
Who are you talking about?
You know what? For a hallucination, your intelligence level is bang on. Did someone clone you again?
I don't know what you're talking about, so I figure you must need something to do.
Please don't strain yourself figuring.
And therefore, today, you're collecting double from everyone.
I work for you?
Yeah.
You don't sound so sure.
Well, I am.
Are you?
Yeah. Wait. What was we talking about?
Christ on a cracker. This is getting realer by the minute.
Collecting double.
Yes. That means I get to leave. Yes.
And how about you get the fuck out of my chair?
Hello, sweetie. I was just about to... What the fuck are you doing here?
God, I wish I knew.
Get out!
Thank you so very fucking much. Okay. Someone has to know what the fuck is going on here, right?
And as you can see, this chocolate has the highest butterfat content. It will make a difference in your bakery, I assure you. Au revoir. Please come again.
Oh my God, Jeppy!
Ah, Miss Herkel. I did not see you there.
You're okay. I mean, here. Or in my mind, somewhere. Are you okay?
Oh, that is not a question I am used to hearing from you, to be sure. But yes, I am well.
That's good. That's great.
I expect you are here to collect for Mr. Jawbone. And what is today's request?
Today's... Oh, hang on. I collect something for him that's different every day?
That is the way he does business. Oui.
Wow, that's like toddler level. I guess I thought he was a little smarter than that. At some point he might have been. Maybe? God, I haven't thought about him in years. And I liked it.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything right now.
Ah. Well, today is a bit busy. Would you please let me know today's payment request?
Yeah, sure. But he wasn't very specific. He just said to collect double.
Ugh. Of course he did.
Hang on. Wait a second. You pay Mr. Jawbone in candy.
This is our current arrangement. No?
No? I mean, yes. Yes?
Alison, I must say that as your friend, it pains me to see you demean yourself in this line of work.
And I'm becoming more alarmed that I'm having a breakdown. But please, go on.
Everyone is well aware of how Mr. Joboon and Cassandra are quite the... what is the word? Laughingstock.
Oh. Huh. I thought it was just me who felt that way.
Oh, you are such a joker. There is no protection. Not really. And no respect for my work. Not for anyone's work. Not since the arrangement.
What arrangement?
The arrangement where all of the most expensive adult care facilities bring all of their residents to the Kingery for their enrichment.
Enrichment? Of, like, old people?
Indeed, the elderly are our main customers. It is why I have a popular low-salt and low-sugar candy selection. And all of my customers get free pencils. Pencils are surprisingly popular.
So then why the hell would you need protection? I hardly think a bunch of old people are coming here whacking your kneecaps.
Oh, yeah, that happened last week.
Well, really? Okay, then.
But as I was not seriously injured, I can see your point.
Still, though, why do you pay? It can't be worth it.
Because Mr. Joboon does not know. It is valuable, you see, to know something that your employer does not. I sell fine chocolates here, but I take my fine chocolate boxes and I replace the candy within with the lowest quality of chocolate I can find. It is not fit to be sold here. Therefore, I do not sell it. Ah, I will have this sent to his office immediately.
You don't think he's going to be able to tell?
They are his favorite? And why would I tell him otherwise? That would not be respectful.
Oh my God, look who decided to do their job today.
Maybe?
Miss Cassandra, it is excellent to see you today. You are ravishing.
Can it, chocolate nerd? My sweet boy is looking for his payment.
Your timing is impeccable. I was just packaging up his order.
It's double today.
Yes, yes, Miss Allison has already informed me of this. I have it right here.
Good. And hey, sister, you better get going on the rest of your rounds if you're actually doing them. You're late.
Yep. Rest of the rounds. Sure will.
Well, that means now.
I'm going. I just have a headache.
And
I need to get something for it.
So why then are you standing there as if I'm supposed to give a shit? Go see Doc Briggs and hurry up.
Oh, hey, yeah. She can tell me if I'm dying. Here's the candy, and I desperately hope I don't see you soon.
The fuck is up with her today?
Emma, I'm stuck again.
Oh, coming, sweetie.
But it couldn't be.
Hey, Doc.
And a hormonal imbalance test would take hours to run. A general test is showing nothing.
Doc.
Oh. Allison, you scared me half to death.
Well, I'm also scared half to death, so we're even.
Are you all right? What's going on?
I feel terrible. My head hurts. And absolutely fucking nothing makes sense.
Okay. Pupils look even. Did you hit your head?
Not that I remember.
All right, what did you have for breakfast?
Tequila?
Okay, appealing, but really that's not breakfast.
It's the last thing I remember having. Cut me some slack. Maybe I'm dying.
I don't think you're dying.
But how do you know?
You may not know this, but a lot of times when someone is dying, they feel pretty certain that they're dying.
So because I doubt that I'm dying, I'm probably not dying?
To be honest, yes. But let me do a scan on you. I don't see any evidence of brain trauma. And you don't think you hit your head. So I don't think there's anything physically wrong with you.
Okay, but would anything else show up on the scan? Like, I don't know, a complete mental break from reality?
You seem pretty lucid to me. But that being said, you're not the only one that's noticed things don't seem to be, quite right around here.
So are you also seeing a bunch of people who were already dead, but now they're not dead, and maybe you murdered your mom, who was also dead before, so how can it be murder?
Maybe you should start over.
My mother was somehow alive again, and I killed her. And I wasn't the boss, she was. And then things changed. And now I'm also not the boss, and my nephew is back from the dead, and also Jeppy is back from the dead.
I don't think I've seen anyone dead. But Cass and Kalok were definitely not behaving like themselves, and then they were gone, and now Cass is completely different, and her son is running the place, who I've never seen before in my life.
Wait, you have a bracelet.
Huh? Oh, this. Yes. Asa gave it to me.
I have one too. I got it as a wedding gift, but I don't know who sent it. And it matches yours. What the hell is that about?
I don't know what the bracelet means, but I think we need to find Asa since he gave it to me.
I mean, sure. At least it's a start. As long as I don't have to talk to my sister or my nephew again, maybe we'll be okay.
We need to get out of here before someone else comes in expecting something from me. I'm not really good at acting. And it'll be easier for us to cover for one another if we're together.
I guess, but I think I'm just some kind of lackey here.
You're still related to the boss, aren't you?
Allegedly, and unfortunately.
Perfect. Let's go.
Okay, but I have no idea what I'm going to say if someone asks me what we're doing.
Just say you're not feeling well. That, I don't know, you hit your head while you were hanging a clock.
I don't think anyone's going to buy that.
You know, I didn't think this would be super easy, but...
But you didn't expect it to be so hard, I gather.
Well, yeah.
It's all science. Isn't it exciting, though?
You think this is exciting? These are my friends.
Of course, but it's intoxicating regardless. You simply don't know what might happen next. That's wonderful.
I feel like wonderful might be pushing it, to be honest. Oh, no, it's happening again, isn't it?
Keep your voice down. We may be perceived. Come here, behind the counter.
I don't even know where to start. I've got like 4 backups for Hebe, and none of them are recent, and none of them are complete.
You're usually so organized, so I'm kind of surprised this is the situation.
It's because I gave Hebe a choice.
A choice? You mean like when to back him up?
Yeah, and unfortunately he's a lot like organics, who hate to get regular checkups, and so he just kept putting it off and putting it off.
So, how old is the most complete backup?
2 years.
2 years?
I know, okay? I'm frustrated too. The worst part is, I'm gonna have to use it.
Well, okay. But what about the other backups you have?
They're all just partial. But if I overlay them on the older backup, then maybe we'll get something approximating the old Hebe, but... There's no way to know until we do it.
All right, let's get started.
You see, Asa, this is like what we are doing right now. We can see and move small pieces around, but we're not sure of their effect on the whole because the whole is constantly changing. It makes things delightfully unpredictable.
But they're still trying. Isn't that the point?
Can you take a
minute? I've got to try, don't I?
Remember?
Wait a sec, did you hear something?
Shh! I'm Strushin!
Oh, yeah, I thought it was just someone out in the hall.
Oh, that's weird, I could've sworn I heard Ace.
Oh, it's over. We can come out now.
I'm not giving up, Bernice, and you can't make me.
Asa, I didn't say you should give up, and I'm not going to make you do anything. But you need to continue considering the various factors that we're dealing with.
And I'm considering. It's gotta work. It's just maybe gonna take longer than we thought, is all.
We can keep trying, and we will. There are many more iterations to test. It's lovely, really.
It's not lovely. It's stressful.
But also lovely.
To you, maybe.
Just think of all the wonderful possibilities.
I am. And so far, they ain't wonderful in the slightest.
But that's how science works. One lovely step forward, two less lovely steps back.
It would be nice to see any steps forward.
You're probably hungry. We should take a break. Oh, I know. Would you like a lollipop?
A lollipop?
They're a Bowerworks exclusive. I made them myself.
Then I definitely do not.
The Kingery, Season 13, Episode 3. A Bowerworks exclusive. Featuring the voice talents of Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison, Jillian Morgan as Jawbone, Kristen Bays as Cassandra, Andre Verneau as Jeppy, Kim Giannopoulos as Doc Briggs, Edward Herman as Asa, TJ Briggs as Bernice, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Alexandra Jameson as Pallas, and Josh Kibbe as Hebe. Sensitivity reader Christine Chester. Written by Susan Bridges. Story by Tilly Bridges with Susan Bridges, Caitlin Kleiman, Pete Mylan, and Catherine Pride. Kingery theme by Tom Stitzer. All other music by Josh Mullen at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Jillian Morgan, Assistant Director Caitlin Kleiman. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Susan Bridges, Tilly Bridges, McCullough Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2023, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.